Our High Calling. Show Your Colors, December 1st. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Proverbs 4, verse 25. In Pilgrim's Progress, there is a character called Pliable. Youth, shun this character. Those represented by it are very accommodating, but they are as a reed shaken by the wind. They possess no willpower. Every youth needs to cultivate decision. A divided state of the will is a snare and will be the ruin of many youth. Be firm, else you will be left with your house or character built upon a sandy foundation. Manifest decision at any cost. Those who would walk in the path cast up for the chosen of the Lord must not be swayed in the matters of conscience by men who have often been zealous for the wrong. They must show moral independence and must not be afraid to be singular. Many are changed by every current. They wait to hear what someone else thinks, and his opinion is accepted as altogether true. If they would lean wholly upon God, they would grow strong in His strength. But they do not say to the Lord, "I cannot make any decision until I know Thy will." Their natural inclination is to allow another to be conscience for them, and they speak after he has spoken, saying what he says and acting as he acts. When these persons are placed in circumstances where they must think and act for themselves, they dare not express any decided opinion. Yet often, like Aaron, they have much ability. God pity such weaklings. We must free ourselves from the customs and bondage of society, that when the principles of our faith are at stake, we shall not hesitate to show our colors, even though we are called singular for so doing. Keep the conscience tender, that you may hear the faintest whisper of the voice that spoke as never man spoke. Let all who would wear the yoke of Christ show an inflexible purpose to do right because it is right. Keep the eye fixed on Jesus, inquiring at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" The Lord will not leave anyone who does this to become the sport of Satan's temptation. Do not imitate men. Study your Bibles and imitate Christ.